We may call it Houston, but what we mean is Deer Park, Rose Sharon, Lamarck, Kingwood, all the Gulf Coast. Your neighborhood, your life, your news. News 92 FM.
946 at News 92 FM. I'm Scott Braddock, and we go in-depth now on the violence in Mexico. And joining me live is Melissa Del Bosque, who wrote an incredible piece for the Texas Observer. TexasObserver.org is where you can check this out. And by the way, the story is so detailed and way too long to get into everything that's here. I'd encourage you to go there and read it. Melissa, how are you?
I'm doing good. Thank you.
You know, people, when they hear about the violence in Mexico and they hear about the drug war, they hear about the cartels, a lot of people will think, okay, there's a lot of hyperbole, that you know, that a lot of this stuff can't be as bad as we hear. But in this story, you go into some great detail, as I mentioned. And tell us about the Juarez Valley, what it's like to go there. I mean, are you nervous just getting in the car and heading that way?
Yeah. It's odd, you know, because the Juarez Valley is literally about less than a mile from the Texas border. It's just across from Tornillo, Texas, just outside of El Paso. And there's some small farming communities there, about 20,000 people living in the valley, or at least there were before 2008 when the drug violence got really bad.
Yeah.
So it's a place where people used to go, and it was a tranquil place where you could sort of enjoy yourself, you know, and it's now pretty much desolate, full of soldiers and cartel people, and houses are burned down to the ground, and it more or less looks like a war zone.
Yeah, war zone, as you mentioned, just right outside of Texas, about a mile out. And so you've got a place that, as you say, used to be thriving. Now it looks like this. The people who maybe aren't cartel members and still live there, what's their life like?
Well, they pretty much live in fear. When you go there, nobody will talk to you because they're constantly being watched by people who work for the cartel. And, I mean, what's really especially striking is that the soldiers, the Mexican army, are there and have been there since 2008. They have a base there, and they're patrolling. Yet the town is pretty much been wiped out, so it makes you wonder what's going on there. I mean, if the soldiers are there, you would think it would be a safe place for people to live and that people would be coming back from exile in Texas or wherever they might be, but that's not the case.
What I have heard from a lot of people who have traveled into these areas is if you are in a place that seems peaceful, that's not a reason to be happy at all, because it just means that, you know, one cartel is firmly in control and they're not warring with each other, at least right in the spot where you are. I want to ask you about that coming up. We're talking with Melissa Del Bosque, who writes about this for the Texas Observer, TexasObserver.org. Straight ahead, it's 949 News 92 FM.
News 92 FM.
72 degrees at 953. I'm Scott Braddock. We're going in-depth on the violence just south of the Texas-Mexico border, and I'm talking with Melissa Del Bosque, who wrote an incredible piece for the Texas Observer. You know, I mentioned before the break there that you will hear from people that if you're in a sort of peaceful area, in a place where the cartels have been warring with each other, that in a way is reason to be even more fearful, because that just means that one cartel in that area is firmly in control, right?
Yeah. What's interesting about the Juarez Valley and why I wanted to look at it is because it is such a small community and so much violence has occurred there, and the military have been there now since 2008. So, you know, I wanted to see how could all this violence have occurred while the soldiers were there.
Yeah.
And what people tell you in the community and people that I've spoken to and interviewed is that the soldiers have been working with the Sinaloa cartel, basically, to gain control of that smuggling territory. And that's pretty, it's been written about, you know, it's pretty common knowledge in that area. And so now you see soldiers and you see the Sinaloa cartel in this valley, and the valley's pretty much been cleaned out of residents actually living there.
Yeah.
There's still deaths going on, not to the degree that they were in 2009 and in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
But it's amazing that the soldiers have been there for so long and still the drug smuggling continues. I mean, there's the same amount of drugs coming across the border, if not more now, with the smuggling of methamphetamines, and that's a real hallmark of the Sinaloa cartel. They handle a lot of methamphetamines.
So. Well, and the soldiers there, the Mexican military, they work with, according to the people you're talking to there, they work with these cartels. I mean, as simple as they're bought off by them, they own them?
Yes, and I cite a court case in my story with a U.S. Witness who worked for the Sinaloa cartel and then came over to the U.S., became a witness in a federal court case, big drug case, where he talks about how the Sinaloa cartel worked to take control of the military there in that area. And, you know, and they do it through money and they do it through intimidation and through working in conjunction with the soldiers to go after their enemies, which were the Juarez cartel, which was the cartel that was in control of that area.
So when we hear people talk about, you know, the Mexican elections that, of course, coming up and whether or not there's going to be a deal between the government and the cartels, you know, to have some kind of a peaceful coexistence, or whether the current president's war on the cartels would continue, it would seem from this reporting that there's already a deal. At least it just hasn't been, you know, it hasn't been made by the people who are at the top of the government, but the people who are on the government payroll, you know, like the soldiers, they've already cut a deal. It's already done.
Yeah, and it differs from region to region also. I mean, in that region, the Juarez cartel, who was, you know, like the hometown cartel, are sort of in decline, and they've, you know, really been significantly weakened by the Sinaloa people. And, you know, and then over on the eastern part of Mexico, in the Gulf of Mexico, you have this battle going on between the Gulf cartel and the Zetas with the Sinaloa people coming in. And so it depends really on what region of Mexico you're in. There are these sort of, I think, on-the-ground agreements between the government, you know, military people in control in that sector and the organized crime syndicates.
All right. Well, as I say, we just don't have time to get into all of this, of course. But Melissa Del Bosque, thanks for the time. And I encourage people to check this out at texasobserver.org.
Sure. Thank you for having me.
All right. 958, News 92 FM.